Red-handed rockets to number one on Barnes & Noble and Amazon on first day. By Rebecca Mansour on January 25, 2022. On the first day of its official launch, Peter Schweizer's Red-Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win soared to the number one bestseller spot on both Barnes & Noble and Amazon across all book categories and genres. In a tweet Tuesday afternoon, HarperCollins executive editor Eric Nelson stated, "We have more pre-orders for this book than any book I've ever worked on, including a slew of number one bestsellers." He added, "I'm happy to see that, because I've never worked on a more important book." Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer and his team of forensic investigators at the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, spent over a year combing through a massive trove of financial and corporate records to research Red-Handed. The book contains 1,093 endnotes and 81 pages of source material with no off-the-record sources, making it easier for federal law enforcement officials and U.S. intelligence services to track down the book's bombshell revelations. So far, Red-Handed bombshell revelations include: how the Biden family scored $31 million from five deals in China, all with individuals with direct ties to the Chinese spy apparatus. How a Chinese global energy company linked to a Chinese intelligence operation sent close to $6 million to Hunter Biden in 2017. How American elites, including the Silicon Valley masters of the universe, purposefully aid the communist regime of China. How donations from communist China to the University of Pennsylvania almost tripled after the university established a Biden Center in 2017 and gave former Vice President Joe Biden a professorship. The book, which Mark Levin featured Sunday night for a full hour on his popular Fox News television program Life, Liberty, and Levin, contains numerous other never-before-reported bombshell revelations about wealthy elites in Congress, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, Hollywood, and sports entertainment. "It's very important that people read this book," said Levin. "I'm really hyped up about this." Similarly, before the book's release, Fox News host Sean Hannity called the book's forthcoming contents massive. The book's cover includes pictures of President Joe Biden and Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, former House Speaker John Boehner, RO, NBA star LeBron James, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and tech billionaires Elon Musk and Bill Gates. As HarperCollins states, Red-Handed will expose bad actors on both ends of the political spectrum and their willingness to do China's bidding. Schweizer's track record investigating both Republicans and Democrats is well established, winning him a unique mix of bipartisan praise for his investigative work from both the left and the right. After the release of Schweizer's best-selling Clinton Cash, liberal columnist Eleanor Clift called Schweizer an equal opportunity investigator, snaring Republicans as well as Democrats. Clift added, "It's a mistake for the Clinton campaign to write off conservative author Peter Schweizer as a right-wing hack. It won't work, and it's not true." Similarly, Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Lessig wrote that on any fair reading, the pattern of behavior that Schweizer has charged is corruption. Schweizer is also the author of Throw Them All Out, which, according to left-leaning Slate, was the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The bipartisan Stock Act, Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, banned insider trading by members of Congress and was signed into law by President Barack Obama on April 4, 2012. The legislation received overwhelming support from both parties. One of the main figures featured in Schweizer's Throw Them All Out, then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bagehus, RL, announced he would not seek re-election after the book's reporting. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report on Schweizer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism. Red-Handed officials launches today.